feds want the affidavit kept secret. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In the interest of transparency, former President Trump, in an interview with Fox News Digital, calling for the immediate release of the completely unredacted version of the affidavit that FBI agents gave to a federal magistrate to justify a search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. But the federal government has told the court the affidavit needs to remain under seal.
The Justice Department said releasing the affidavit could cause irreparable damage to an ongoing criminal investigation. That if disclosed, the affidavit could serve as a roadmap to their investigation, provide next steps, and information about witnesses, adding this investigation implicates highly classified material, which further underscores the need to protect its integrity.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the former president, also calling for the magistrate who issued the warrant to recuse himself from the case. Trump associate Rudy Giuliani is facing a criminal investigation.
Lawyers for Rudy Giuliani say the former New York mayor and Trump lawyer is now under criminal investigation in Georgia for his behavior following the 2020 election. Giuliani has long claimed that fraud kept Trump from winning the Peach State back in 2020. He's scheduled to appear before a grand jury in Atlanta on Wednesday. A federal judge also ruled that Senator Lindsey Graham must testify in this Georgia probe. Graham has been claiming that he was immune because he's a senator from having to participate in the case, and Graham is expected to appeal this ruling.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Giuliani had alleged fraud in Georgia's vote count following the 2020 election. The Miami-Dade Police Department posting on social media, "We ask for your prayers," after one of their officers was shot and wounded Monday evening while trying to arrest a suspect. Details are few. We know there was a car chase, a crash, and shots fired. The suspect also died at the scene. The wounded officer is said to be in grave condition. President Biden takes a break from his vacation to sign the bill dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FBI has released its report on the gun used in the fatal shooting on a New Mexico movie set last year.
An FBI crime lab test indicates that the gun that Alec Baldwin was holding when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was fatally shot could not have fired unless the trigger was pulled. That determination contradicts what Alec Baldwin said in his December interview with ABC News.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No.
Baldwin's attorney tells us, quote, the FBI report is being misconstrued. The gun fired in testing only one time without having to pull the trigger. When the hammer was pulled back and the gun broke in two different places, the FBI wasn't able to fire the gun in any prior tests, even when pulling the trigger, because it was in such poor condition.
Fox's Christina Coleman. County elections officials in Los Angeles say backers of a bid to recall county prosecutor George Gascon came up about 200,000 signatures short of the number needed to put the question on the ballot. The L.A. Democratic Party says it shows that recalls are a waste of time and money. The recall committee is reviewing its options, which could include a lawsuit. Police in San Francisco announce shocking arrests in the assault of an Asian woman on a city street.
Police Chief William Scott said 18-year-old Daryl Moore is being held in the attack on a 70-year-old Asian woman, but more disturbing are the three others said to be involved.
Juvenile suspects ages 11, 13, and 14.
None of the juveniles are being identified. The 11-year-old cannot be charged because of age. District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says in that case, the community must assess
the type of guidance that is in his life, given the fact that he was being taken out to engage in this type of behavior.
The elderly victim was robbed and beaten. Police say she is recovering from her injuries. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.